DPR News, I'm Haley May. John Halford, the Penrose funeral home owner who passed off fake ashes and left scores of bodies to decay, has been sentenced to 40 years in state prison. The judge said he wants the sentence to serve as a resounding message to others in the funeral home industry. The sentencing came hours after emotional testimony from people describing the trauma of learning what had happened to their loved ones' bodies. Halford's wife has also pleaded guilty in the case and is awaiting sentencing. The figure skating competition at the Winter Olympics began today. Colorado-based coach Drew Meekins hopes his pairs team, that's Danny O'Shea and Ellie Cam, are ready. But he admits all the preparation in the world may not matter when they take the ice.
As a coach, I think one thing you are doing is you're manufacturing pressure in practice sessions so that the athlete can get used to what they potentially might deal with when they are at a high-pressure event like the Olympic Games.
O'Shea is a graduate of the University of Colorado Springs. Cam is a current student at the school. Colorado lawmakers introduced a bill Monday to help modernize the state's electrical grid. The Colorado Grid Optimization Act would require utilities like Xcel to make the grid more efficient. It comes as the state's expected to see an increase in electricity demand over the next 5 years. The bill's sponsors say it's cheaper and faster to improve existing power lines than to build new ones. Highs in the 60s along the Front Range this weekend. You're listening to CPR News.